Hot Business on Hot 102.7 is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, your partner with sector expertise and tailored solutions to help you grow with purpose and ambition. Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. Now, as law and accounting firms across South Africa face rising costs, I guess succession challenges and also increasing pressure to expand beyond borders, Standard Bank says traditional banking models no longer necessarily cut it. Instead, the bank is rolling out a sector-specific offering, and it's tailored to how professional firms actually grow, from partner buy-ins and mergers to offshore transactions, as well as tech upgrades. In that respect, I want to talk to Elani van der Laan, Head of Legal and Accounting Sectors at Standard Bank's Business and Commercial Banking Division. And I hope she's going to explain to us how this new approach is reshaping financial support for the country's professional services sector. And Elani, it's an important sector, so let's get straight into it. And you say that Standard Bank's offering is built around how firms operate. What does that actually mean beyond marketing language?
Yes, thanks, Jeremy. I think we've just taken a look of what a professional firm does, firstly, and then secondly, how that expands into their clients that they service as well. So our model works twofold, really. We look at the accountant as a professional businessman, a professional person as well as a businessman, and how their business functions. We know there are different nuances to their businesses in terms of how they bill their clients, when those billables become payable, and different cycles throughout the year. That's the one part of it. So we try and focus our solutions on what those cycles would look like, what a bank sees when that type of customer enters into the bank, how we view them, and to see how we can make our solutions more focused and structured or tailored around that specific accounting sector client. The second piece of it is an accountant's job, really. Our accountants are not just bean counters. They're looking after their clients' businesses. They're in the terms of a strategic advisor to those clients. So we want to see how do we, as a bank with many sectors that we do look after and focus on, how do we assist that accountant to connect them to the right resources and also to connect him through his clients to the right divisions within the bank to support that?
Let's talk a little bit about some of those nuances. I think that law and even accounting firms often have tricky or even lumpy cash flow. They also have long billing cycles. How do your products realistically accommodate that, given that every single firm has a different set of needs?
Yes, and you've just actually said it in your last the last piece of your statement now. Every firm has a unique set of needs. And what we do is we look at the firm holistically. We see what their needs are because every single firm is going to differ based on the area of law, based on the construct of their business, whether they're practicing online or in an office with high overheads or low overheads. And we basically build our offering around that. We've got a relationship based team in terms of how we want to interact with our clients. We want to give them that human interaction to really understand how their business works. And based on that, we tailor the offerings that we do have to that specific firm.
Is there a trust gap that exists but that professionals might have when they're dealing with a big bank and the bureaucracy that goes with it? And if that's the case, how do you address it?
It depends, because I mean, all Standard Bank's clients are very happy with Standard Bank in the sense that we do engage with them from a trust perspective. But I think there is definitely instances where professional clients have been let down by banks because of the way their businesses are structured. They are, or the way it's registered, they are incorporated companies in most instances, which does sometimes make how they are viewed from a credit perspective maybe not as favorable if you don't understand their business. And I think that's something that might cause there to be some trust, broken down trust. But generally speaking, there shouldn't really be, I think. And that's what we're trying to bridge.
And many firms that I imagine that you're dealing with are looking at offshore growth. How do you help them move capital and transact internationally? because more and more organizations, I would imagine, are starting to go into that space.
Yes, and I mean, we have a really great team, offshore team, that assists us with setting up those structures, supporting our clients where they do struggle with those types of transactions, not just our accounting sector clients, but also the clients that our accounting sector clients service and have in their offices that don't always have maybe somebody that can guide them or give them the necessary information or be there to respond to a question. You know, so most of the times they'll get caught up in a call center or hanging on the line of some offshore shoreline where we give them that personal feel that forms part of the relationship management team that can directly link them to our offshore team and solutions as well.
And typically when it comes to either law firms or accounting firms, what are the typical problems that you're having to deal with and the solutions that you're providing? Is there a common thread that runs through this, do you think?
I think, and it starts with understanding what a professional firm needs and understanding that they are not all the same. So what we found works is to have a solution that is flexible enough to bend to each of these different firms' needs in terms of lending, repayment ability, et cetera, and specifically referring to partner funding, which we like to tailor specifically to a specific firm's needs, what works for their cash flow that allows them to optimally function, as we do know their businesses are not all run on the same billing periods or even types of transactions that actually impact their cash flow.
You talk about partnership. Often partner buy-ins and I guess even succession planning can be fraught. It can be very difficult. How exactly would Standard help structure those deals? What role would you play there?
So we've actually crafted a solution where we actually provide the firm with a facility that they can utilize, which makes it easier for partners to buy in and out, especially when you've got a junior partner buying into a law firm that might not have the best credit view yet because they are young, starting out, they might not have bought property or the likes. And so we actually assist the firm in helping those partners buy into the law firm instead of just focusing on a partner that's going to struggle to get personal finance to actually buy into a law firm.
What about the next generation? And I'm just wondering to what extent your readiness is optimum in that respect. Many people want agile, tech-first solutions rather than traditional banking relationships. Is it becoming more difficult to straddle that divide, do you think?
I wouldn't say it's difficult. I think it's equally important to stay ahead of the digital development, which we always strive to do. But I think when you have that digital development without the human touch, it does become an issue where tech is offline or you might not have the right prompt for something that you're doing, trying to do digitally. And that's where we want professional clients don't really want to hang on the line or send many emails. They want to just quickly in the run on the way to court or on the way to a meeting. They want to pick up the phone, speak to their
and just deal with
their
it quickly.
Relation or business relationship manager. They want to deal it quickly, maybe give a few instructions over the phone and continue on with their day and trust that it's going to get done. So I think definitely we are always striving to make those digital connections, make sure we're partnering with the accounting software packages that our clients do need, but we're never going to get rid of the human element that we have as a package for our clients to support them.
Well, that certainly is a look at the new frontier of banking. Elani van der Laan, thank you very much indeed. Head of Legal and Accounting Sectors at Standard Bank's Business and Commercial Banking Division. I appreciate your time tonight on Hot Business.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.